Sagte Mishnah Weite, Masechta Shabbos, Perik Tes Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Mekaplan, you can fold as a kelim garments, afila arba chamisha pa'amim, in four, five times on Shabbos. We're talking about someone who takes off his clothes on Shabbos, and he wants to fold them in order to wear them later on the same day. However, there are certain conditions. Only one person can do it. You can't have two people folding a garment. Like sometimes when your mother folds a tablecloth, she may ask you to help her. There are two people doing it. That looks more like you're fixing the garment. And even by one person, you can only do it by new clothes. You see, they don't have that many wrinkles. But older clothes, whereby folding it, you're doing a better job of fixing it. That looks like being masak in the begadim. And even by new clothes, only white ones, not colored ones. Because again, with colored clothes, the folding is much more important. And even by white clothes, it's only if you have no other clothes to change to. But if he has other clothes, he has other clothes l'kavod Shabbos that he can change to, he can't fold it. So there are so many restrictions. What can he do? The answer is basically one person, new white clothes that he needs for the day. That's what could be folded. Vaitrasak Mishnah Matsina Samitas, we can make beds. Milel Shabbos l'Shabbos. I can make my bed the night of Shabbos if I want to use it during Shabbos. Anytime during Shabbos. In other words, it's obvious if you want to make your bed in the morning and you're going to be using it Shabbos afternoon, it's okay. But you can even make your bed the night before, Friday night, as long as you're going to use it even a few minutes before the end of Shabbos, as long as you're doing it for Shabbos. Avloi, mishabbos l'metzoy Shabbos. You can't make it on Shabbos for the night after Shabbos or metzoy Shabbos. So what if your mother says, Yankala, make your bed. Oh no, I'm not going to use it till Matzah Shabbos. I'm not allowed to. I'm not so sure that's a good excuse. I'm not so sure that's the right way to answer a mother, anyway. You see, the Magen Avraham says that if your intention for making the bed is for the room to be neat, so that's L'kavod Shabbos, then it's mutter. We're talking about if someone is only making the bed to prepare it to use it again. Okay, so I know that I can't prepare on Shabbos for after Shabbos. What about if Yom Kippur falls on Friday? Can I prepare on Yom Kippur for Shabbos? Now, I want to remind you that according to our calendar, it can't happen that Yom Kippur should fall on Friday. But when they were Mekadosh al-Piriya, so it was possible. Zakta Mishnah Vayitra. Bishmol, Lermi Bishmol says, Mekaplin as a Kalim, you can fold the garments from Metzin as a Mitas and make the beds, Meyoy Mekippurim l'Shabbos, on Yom Kippur for Shabbos. That's because Shabbos is considered more strict than Yom Kippur. What's the punishment on Shabbos for someone who violates Shabbos b'mezid with Asra? And the answer is skila. On Yom Kippur, it's karis. For that matter, Zok to Mishnah Vayitra, v'chelve Shabbos, the fats from the karbonis that were brought on Shabbos, craven, you can be makar of them b'yom kippurim on Yom Kippur. Let's say Yom Kippur falls on Sunday, which again can't happen according to our calendar. And we have some of the fats from karbonis that were brought on Shabbos that weren't completely burnt by the end of Shabbos. There's no problem to offer these karbanos that night, which is Mitzoy Shabbos, the first night of Yom Kippur, even though it's Yom Kippur. Because Shabbos is considered to be more strict than Yom Kippur, so you can fulfill the needs of Shabbos on Yom Kippur. However, the other way around, let's see, Yom Kippur falls on Friday, which again can't happen according to our calendar, but let's say Yom Kippur falls on Friday, so the fasts of the Yom Kippur karbanos, you can't be makar of them on Shabbos because the Kiddush of Shabbos is greater than that of Yom Kippur. That's what the Tanna Kamma holds. Rabbi Akiva says, Loi shall Shabbos craven b'yom kippurim. Neither those of Shabbos can you be makar on Yom Kippur, but loi shall yom kippurim craven b'Shabbos, nor can you be makar of those left over from Yom Kippur on Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva holds that the Kiddusha of the 2 days, Yom Kippur and Shabbos, are equal, and therefore you cannot prepare from one day to the next. So once again, let's see what we learned in our Mishnah. We said you can fold your clothes even 4 or 5 times if you need it for Shabbos. provided, what did we learn? Who remembers? Provided that they're white, new, you need it that day, and only one person is doing it, not two people. We said you can make your beds from Leil Shabbos to Shabbos, but not from Shabbos to Matzah Shabbos. Rabbi Shmuel holds, you can fold kelim, make beds from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. The leftover fats from the Korbanos on Shabbos, you can be makiv on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Akiva says, nope, not Shabbos on Yom Kippur, not Yom Kippur on Shabbos, because according to Rabbi Akiva, in regard to this halacha, Yom Kippur and Shabbos have the same kiddusha. Okay, two things. According to our calendar, do you know which day Yom Kippur could possibly fall on? Yom Kippur could only fall on a Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Shabbos. And finally, one more thing. Can you fold your talis after davening Shabbos afternoon? I mean, most people, when they fold their Shabbos talis, they're not going to be using it till next week. But let me ask you, if that's the case, do you see some people in shul maybe folding their talis? Of course, you have to ask a shayla, and you have to ask your father what his rav says. But some permit to fold a talis if you don't fold it along its previous folds. You don't fold it exactly. So some people will fold their talis, not 100%, just so it doesn't get all mishkebabbled, and Mitzoy Shabbos will take it out of their talis and fold it exactly to put it away l'kavod Shabbos for the next week.